I was glad to be able to come out there and catch it because I was trying to be a team player. I didn't want to make JJ or any of the defensive guys mad at me. So I was just doing what OB asked me to do.
No, it wasn't a normal punt. Kind of a squib, tough one to handle, wasn't it?
No matter what he was kicking, I was going to try to catch for the team. So I knew, hey, we've had a long grind through OTAs and minicamp and just whatever I could do to help out.
Ben, what did it mean to have a Quisenberry out there today seeing you guys?
It means a lot to us. Quisenberry's a great kid. We really look up to him. It takes a man to do that, to come out there and see all the guys, and we know he's struggling, know he's hurting, know he's tired, and it means a lot to us, how much he means to us, and just go out there and get a hug and just shake his hand and tell him how proud we are, and just his attitude toward everything is amazing.
What was his message to the team?
Just, hey, he's going to fight this thing. He's going to be back with us one day, and you don't know how hard that sinks deep into the offensive line. Coming from a guy like that who's doing chemo and working that hard, man, it makes our day look easy. I talked to Quisenberry about every day, so he knew he was going to try to get out there one of the days. We just didn't know what day, and we were just happy we got to see him before everybody got to leave.
Because of your relationship with him, how much has this affected you personally?
It hit home because growing up, I've had my injuries, been in the hospital and stuff growing up, so I know how it is when you're away from the team. You know, the first couple of days, everybody's there seeing you. So I'm really trying to – I know offensive line is really reaching out to him every day. Somebody's always texting him. Somebody's always trying to visit him. Because we know, hey, we're a family as an offensive line, and we're always going to be there for him. So we're making sure we show him that every day.
Ben, what do you do with this time off now?
I'm just trying to get better. That's a whole goal. You got 4 weeks to get better, and that's this whole point is getting ready for camp and trying to come back and be in the best shape and just getting better to be a player every day.
How did Bill go about picking you to be the one to go back there?
I don't know. I bet he was trying to pick me because he didn't think I was going to catch it. No, I don't know. I don't know. I was jogging over and he called me. I was like, oh, Lord, what is it? So it worked out.
What are your thoughts on Akeem Dent, former college player coming back, teammate?
Dent's a great guy. His locker is right across from mine all three of the four years of mine in college, and he's one of my great friends. And as soon as I found out, I shot him a text this morning and looking forward to seeing him when he gets here and just shaking him, giving a big old bulldog hug.
Is that a weird deal for you? Because you were really good friends with TJ, too.
Yeah.
So you got a friend coming, a friend leaving?
That's part of the business. You know, it's not permanent no matter where you're at. And me and TJ's going to stay best friends. I told him, get ready in the offseason. I'm going to come shack on the couch or something. I'm going to be at his house sometime.